Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie. All children, except one, grow up. They soon know that they will grow up, and the way Wendy knew was this. One day when she was 2 years old, she was playing in a garden, and she plucked another flower and ran with it to her mother. I suppose she must have looked rather delightful, for Mrs. Darling put her hand to her heart and cried, "Oh, why can't you remain like this forever?" This was all that passed between them on the subject, but henceforth Wendy knew that she must grow up. You always know after you are two. Two is the beginning of the end. Mrs. Darling was a lovely lady, with a romantic mind and such a sweet, mocking mouth. The way Mr. Darling won her was this. The many gentlemen who had been boys when she was a girl discovered simultaneously that they loved her, and they all ran to her house to propose to her, except Mr. Darling, who took a cab and nipped in first, and so he got her. They had three children. Wendy came first, then John, then Michael. As they were poor, owing to the amount of milk the children drank, their nurse was a prim Newfoundland dog called Nana, who had belonged to no one in particular until the Darlings engaged her. She had always thought children important, however, and the Darlings had become acquainted with her in Kensington Gardens. She proved to be quite a treasure of a nurse, and her kennel was in the nursery. There never was a simpler, happier family until the coming of Peter Pan.